This is Kurt Anderson in Studio 360. I'm more a reader of novels than short stories, but I sort of fell in love with a new collection I came across. And when I say short stories, I mean really, really short, just 420 characters apiece, including spaces. They feature Western gunslingers, couples in crisis, dogs, talking chickens. Some of them are funny, some are sad, some bracingly realistic, some very strange and haunting. Here's one of them in its entirety.
The storm came over the ridge, a rocket, dropped rain like bees, filled the corral with water and noise. I watched lightning hit the apple tree and thought, fritters, as we packed sandbags against the flood. There was nowhere to go that wasn't wet. The squall had punched a hole in the cabin roof, and the barn was knee-high in mud. We'll bury Jess later, when the river recedes, before the ground turns hard again.
That is the author, Lou Beach, reading from his book, 420 Characters. Lou is first and foremost an illustrator and collage artist whose work I've followed for years in The New Yorker, Harper's, and on the covers of dozens of CDs. He didn't start writing fiction until just a couple of years ago after he joined Facebook.
I quickly became bored with the status updates of, I had coffee with Joe and Jimmy's graduating, blah, blah, blah. So I thought I would just inject some fantasy, some fiction. I had always dreamed about being a writer when I was younger, but I gravitated towards the visual arts. That was just easier for me. But I'm an avid reader, and it was sort of a way for me to teach myself how to write. Although in a scary way, it was sort of improvisational. You know, I was doing it in front of a live audience, if you will. I didn't edit them very well at all. I'd write them and throw them on there.
What about the process of doing them? Did it come easily? You said you're an avid reader, which is clear to me from reading these because they are so skillful and so tonally sophisticated. Did they come easy once you started doing this, pretty much?
Yeah. Most of them are created in that limbo space between waking and dreaming. They are attached to the tail end of a dream, generally, which I learned to do a long time ago as an illustrator when I couldn't, because, as a freelance illustrator, I'd have to solve a problem,
right?
How to tell the editorial story. And I would mull the thing over in my sleep and oftentimes in that limbo time in the morning. So I just gravitated back to that area and stories would come and then I'd get up and type them out.
So when you started writing these stories, Facebook had a 420 character limit. Was it tough for you to keep your stories to that strict length?
It was a very good exercise. I just got rid of a lot of junk and just went for the heart of the narrative. But that's the same thing as making art as well.
Yeah.
You just pile a whole lot of stuff on there and you take it out till you've got the essence.
Yeah. Well, no, and economy is never a bad thing.
Well, our economy's not doing so.
That's true. But I mean economy as a goal in the arts.
Sure.
Even within these constraints, there's an incredibly wide variety of narrative going on here, and happy and funny and sad and mysterious and ugly. But and I mean that in the best sense.
Yeah.
Why don't you read one?
Okay. Well, I do think of them as sort of a Whitman sampler, so that there are the sweet cherry ones and the nougat ones and the ones with nuts. So here we go. I'm alone on deck, sharing a smoke with myself. There's no moon, but the stars are a city in the sky, and I can see for miles. A last puff, and I flick the cigarette over the rail and watch it spin in the wake, succumb. I raise my eyes and catch a dimple at the horizon, where the sea tucks itself under the sky. It's home, half a pack away.
That's lovely. I'm going to encourage you to read a couple that sort of show your more surreal and maybe magical realist side. And since they have no titles, I'm going to have to give you the page number. The one,
sure.
Page 17.
Are you my mommy? Said the little blue egg. No, dear. You are a plastic trinket full of sweets, said the brown hen. My baby is over there. and she pointed to a pink marshmallow chick being torn apart and devoured by a toddler. The hen screamed and woke up, her pillow wet with sweat, the sheets twisted around her legs. "Christ, I hate that dream." She reached for a smoke.
I love everything about that. That was Lou Beach reading from his book of extremely short stories called 420 Characters. So now, Lou, I'm going to invite our listeners to try writing their own stories at 420 characters or less. Would you come back and be our guest celebrity judge?
Sure, I'd love to.
Great. Before they started, of course, they should take a look at yours to maybe be inspired. But do you have any specific advice for how to approach this peculiar and particular form?
I wouldn't worry about the length to begin with. Just write till it feels right, and then go back and pare it down if you need to. These are to be limited to 420 characters, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. Lou Beach, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Lou Beach's book is called 420 Characters, and you can hear him reading more of his stories at studio360.org. And we really do want to see your 420 character stories. That's 420 characters or less, including spaces. Submit your story at our website. The winner will get a print by Lou Beach. All the details are at studio360.org, and the deadline for the contest is New Year's Eve.